Houston 14.
Go ahead, 14.
Hey, Bruce, I'm going to take some pictures of this S4B area this time around. Do you want me to have the two strips at 24 frames per second for 2 seconds and everything, just like on the other sequence?
That's affirmative, Stu.
Okay.
All right, 14 Houston, if you feel like doing a little paperwork here, I've got an update to the in-flight erasable load procedure as a result of the new PIPA bias and gyro compensations uplinked to you just prior to mid-course 2.
Okay, stand by one, Bruce. Okay, Bruce, go ahead.
14 Houston, page 9-4 in the GNC checklist. Load A for Albuquerque. Under identification number 03, the old value is 77143. New value, 76674. OID 05, old 00110, new 00320. OID 07, old value 76745, new value 77417. OID 11, old value 00477, new value 006, make that 00063. Read back over.
Okay, under column A, 03, 76674. 05-00320-0777-417 and 11-00063.
Roger, read back correct. For cryogenic hydrogen management, we'd like to turn the heater in hydrogen tank number 2 off. And our calculations show that your paracentian altitude is currently 67 miles. As the period of our tracking improves, we expect this to work down towards about 60 nautical miles. And we have a question for you. Have you noticed any cosmic ray flashes during your last sleep period or at other times when the command module was darkened? Over.
Hydrogen 2, heater off, over.
Roger, H2 tank number 2, heater off. We'll call you when we want it back to auto or on.
Okay, it's off now. And yea, verily, saw a few flashes. I'm not quite sure what they were ascribed to, but nevertheless, we saw flashes during the sleep period last night.
Okay, was this...
Unfortunately, we're a little bit too tired to conduct any sort of measured experiment or data with them, but maybe we'll get around to that in the next few days.
Roger, one question. Would you say that you were dark adapted when you saw these, or did you see them before you were well dark adapted?
I only speak for myself. I didn't start seeing them until after I woke up 3 or 4 hours after going to sleep.
Hey, Bruce, I had a comment I noticed on that last night. I'd wake up several times and I'd turn on the lights, take a look around PTC and that O2 flow that's been troubling us, and then I'd close my eyes again, and I'd see some flashes real soon after I had been looking at these lights. Now, they were rather subdued lights, but, you know, I certainly wasn't totally dark adapted.
Okay, what sort of lights were you using, the floodlights or the integrals?
Using the integrals, mostly, several occasions, I did have the floods up to check, and then I turn them back off again, and didn't seem to matter much.
Okay, thank you, 14.